You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem, jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. I'm Jim Steele. It is 3:31. We just heard music from Jeff Kashua, who was here a couple of years ago. It seems like forever. Well, it has been forever since we've had the thing live as a group, but that's going to change again. It's going to change. We're going to get past this. But that was from a recording from Jeff Kashua called Peace of Mind. We heard the cut Deep Blue. In the studio with us this afternoon, because it's interesting, because we know these folks individually, but the McKinneys are here together this afternoon. Jason McKinney.
Hello.
And Karen McKinney, also known as Karen Click.
Hello.
Glad to have you both in the studio this afternoon.
It's good for both of us
it's
to be
pleasure.
Here.
It's a pleasure.
And and we're doing social distancing. They're married. They live in the same house, so they're okay. They took their mask down for a minute, and I'm a good distance away, so we're doing okay. But anyhow, we're delighted to have them both here. And y'all, as artists, you're like on different ends of the spectrum. Because Jason, we know you from the Paul Robeson tour and all these really highbrow things.
Yeah.
Really highbrow.
You know, I went to the School of the Arts. I got my degree in opera, and I studied music, conducting, and composing. And then I've utilized all of that in my, you know, career after school. And during COVID times, you know, all of that is sort of, you know, thrown up in the air. So we've sort of had to find our own way and make our own possibilities. Mm-hmm. And not only have I been doing the Paul Robeson show, and we're finally getting back into the swing of things down in Spartanburg at Converse College in a couple of weeks, but I also have been doing a Frederick Douglass show.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, it was originally part of a commission by the Frederick Douglass Honor Society, which is in Easton, Maryland, which is the town closest to where Frederick Douglass was born. They asked me to write a one-man show about Frederick Douglass. So I took some of his most famous oratory selections, and I set them to music. And trying to stay in the same vein, but also lending my own voice to Frederick's voice, I made it as an a cappella singing opera for one person. And it was just sort of my way of thinking about how powerful his own voice was by itself.
And the words, yeah.
Yeah.
So well, let me ask you this. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but, well, I am putting you on the spot. His family is still very much engaged. Were you in contact with them about the show?
You know, I did not have the privilege of doing that, but the Honor Society was very hands-on. I got to set up the piece with them. I took some of my pieces to them and sang it for them, and they gave me their own feedback about it and what I could do differently and what would lend itself well to the work. So I felt like I had a lot of his support system also supporting me.
Well, it must have been good because she hadn't heard from him.
I have not. But
it was beautiful.
But it's right really now, Karen and I are working on another Frederick Douglass show called Douglass Dunbar, and that's going to be at the Willingham Theater, and we're offering virtual performances of it. Mm-hmm. And Karen actually plays my wife, Helen Pitts, which was Frederick Douglass's second wife. Mm-hmm. And Ron Stacker Thompson is directing that show. The music is by Quitman Flood of Blessed Memory.
Wow.
And I've been the musical director for that, so I've been doing the arranging and setting it, and Chris Bagley, who is my accompanist for the Paul Robeson show, is also the accompanist for this show. So, you know, we're just trying to, you know, stay important in this time period.
Well Karen, you playing his wife in this production, is this much of a stretch artistically for you? Because you're like a rock and roll.
I'm a different end of the spectrum. But to be honest, Jason and I met through Piedmont Opera years ago when I was singing an opera chorus, as he was as well. So I also studied classical music and worked in that vein some, but then later on started my own band, which is what people in Winston know me more through, Karen Click and the Hot Licks. And so it's nice to stretch that part of myself and have that classical aspect come back into play. It keeps my voice very healthy, and my husband makes sure I'm singing well and all that kind of stuff. It's good long term for rock and rollers to take care of themselves.
Okay, so you answered two questions there, because a lot of us think, well, you're either an opera singer or you're a rock and roll singer. But you just said that really helps mm-hmm. the voice mm-hmm. going back between the different types of music.
Absolutely. It keeps you exercises with versatility and keeps you moving and making sure, especially as we age, our voices change, and just trying to stay as healthy as possible. It's very wise.
And as a trained, you know, opera or concert music performer, I sometimes get to perform with Karen mm-hmm. With her band as a clarinetist, or what we've been doing on Wednesday evenings at 5 o'clock through our new company, KAJ or Cage. We do a sort of a happy hour sing for about a half an hour at 5:30, and you can find that on our Facebook page.
How cool.
Cage Ventures.
A happy hour sing. Do you get to have happy hour drinks?
We do. I mean, it's in our living room. It's been an interesting endeavor, because, as you pointed out, like, we are on very different ends of the spectrum, and, you know, we would get to sing a song together here or there, or a couple of songs here or there, but we've been doing this weekly since the first week of December, and finding that we both sing, that we both work at. It's stretched us both.
And it really was amazing. just done out of necessity, because we had a concert, a virtual concert coming up mm-hmm. With one of the groups from the Temple Emmanuel, the Mavens. And they wanted us to do a small little program. And we just sort of looked and we're like, yeah, that'll be fun, but what are we going to sing? Right. So sort of just to get warmed up, we started looking through songbooks, finding what we could do. I stretched myself with my piano skills and really tried to work on accompanying and not taking the lead, but letting her take the lead, and just trying to let both of our lights shine in that regard. So it has been a wonderful experience, and we've been doing it weekly since before the holidays, and we have a whole series. Basically, we've mapped out the entire year. And we're hoping that it'll take off, and more people will want to see it, and we'll get private, performances here and there. So it's really been exciting.
You all are really showing the beauty of the arts, and that is because you all are probably a little smarter than the rest of us, because you use all sides of your brain. You have to plus you're poorer because you're artists. So you have to keep coming up with these ways of keeping the business going. And you all are doing this marvelous collaboration with the Willingham Theater, which you've mentioned. Ron Thompson, an old friend of mine, is running that organization. And also Muse Winston-Salem, which is the Winston-Salem Museum. So you're doing this event that's coming up on February the 11th. So Karen, tell us about that. It's all about love. It's February, and you all are doing virtual love stories.
A story. So Muse Winston-Salem, in collaboration with the Willingham Theater, has been hosting virtual monthly story slams. And each month has a different theme, and this month is for the love of it. And if you're interested, you can sign up to tell a story, share a story. We will be the first duo storytellers next week. It's going to be interesting. Music weaves in everything that we do.
And it's a very much part of our story.
Right.
Absolutely. Music brought us together. Mm-hmm. Music tears us apart at times, but it also keeps us together. When we both are so passionate about things, when we work together, sometimes, we lock horns. Mm-hmm. And, we'll both be adamant in the way that this should be. I mean, just earlier today, we were doing a song. I'm like, this is what's written. She's like, that's not the way I've learned it. This is the way it's pronounced. That's not the way I pronounce it. I was like, mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to pick your battles. Like anything in life and any relationship you have, you have to let both of your opinions matter.
I think collaboration is where true beauty and power comes for all of us. And I think this connection, it's an opportunity for people to connect, particularly during a pandemic, to share your story, to talk about love. And it doesn't have to just be love. It's for the love of it. It's whatever it is to you, whether it's music or love or your dog or something. I know you love your dog. And
And we love our dogs
we
as well.
We do, and our
And they have basically taken over the spotlight when we do our little concerts. They'll be in the background. The cat will be giving himself a bath, and he gets more likes than
he gets. Just like our house.
Wonderful. So true. Wonderful. We'll be singing our hearts out, and the cat's like, And everyone's like, Spiro, we see
yes,
him.
Yes, people have been asking for hoodies and sweatshirts with their cats on. I'm like, oh, come on. Whatever.
Now, we put the information about this event on our Facebook page, and we're told that people have to sign up,
yes.
even though it's a free event.
Right.
So go to our Facebook via our website, wsncradio.org, or you can get there from the Willingham Theater website or from Muse Winston-Salem. There are lots of ways to get there, but hop over and make yourself known. So what will you all be doing? Is this a scripted event about your love story, or how will you all put this story together?
Jim's deal. You
Jim's
got us.
Deal.
it is semi-scripted. You know, we have been telling our story jokingly to people because our story... Well, it's a long one.
It's epic.
How we found each other, how we missed each other, how we reconnected, how we made the decision to share our lives together. Mm-hmm. And the decisions we make, you know, on a weekly basis before the pandemic, you know, how we would travel, what we would do, where we would perform together. And so we've had many of adventures, some for the good, some for the healing process, I'll say. Some things have been trying. There was one time when, after we both were performing separately, we had gone out and we met up at one of the local breweries, and we finally made our way home after stopping at one of the local pizza places and got our pizza, and we're at home, and the dog had to go out, and I go out, and I'm walking the dog, and all of a sudden this woman comes running up to me. And I'm not exactly sure why this woman is running in her sports attire at, you know, 2:30
in the morning. We're gussied up, like my little
yes,
black
I'm
dress.
In my tuxedo, full tux, you know, and I'm walking the dog, and I see this person running towards me, and she asks for help. She's going through a domestic dispute, and she asks for my help. And this woman is literally without clothes. You know, she was really in her bedclothes, and I did not know what to do. Of course, I wanted to help, but then again, I could not bring a half-dressed woman to my house, to my wife, you know, at this point in the day. So I had to call her. I was like, honey, there's somebody out here that could use our help. She's like, QFA, get in here and let's eat this pizza.
That is the truth. Like, I don't
like,
want to hear
I'm like, honey,
it.
I
Stop
wish
messing.
I was effing around, but this is real.
She's My like, husband likes to tease me a lot. He really does like to tease me a lot and see if he can get me going. So I was like, QFA, stop. Like, just get in here and eat this pizza. And he said, I need you to come out to the porch.
Karen is so much better than I am in really handling serious situations. That's her training. She knows how to deal with trauma. I, on the other hand, will just sing my way out of anything, smile and dance and like, hello, isn't my voice pretty? You know, so she really has... her wits about her in such a situation. And, you know, so it got serious.
I walked out on the porch and I immediately grabbed a blanket and wrapped this woman up in a blanket and
sat her down, called the authorities, and they surrounded the block.
Yeah.
And this is right after Ferguson. This is a couple of years ago. So this is right after Ferguson. And every one of those police officers of the Winston-Salem Police Force, police service, had body cams and headgear cams. It was a serious situation. You know, we needed to know our own rights in a situation. And, you know, it just got me thinking of other situations where I've heard of people not helping people in a situation. Mm. And even the police officers were like, you know, you called the police for this person. Most people wouldn't do that. And I was kind of wondering why.
Well, you got your wife's permission. Well,
of course I had to get my wife's permission.
And the policeman that night, like, took Jason into it. Like, we were in separate rooms when they were talking
to
us. Getting statements. And when he got to the part about called my wife, the police officer was like, spoken like a married, true married man right there. Like, that
Somebody
was
wants
one
to keep
of those
their
a married
marriage.
Man's move right there.
It was, but they said most people wouldn't help. And I'm kind of wondering why they wouldn't help. And then when social services called back on my phone at 5:30 in the morning after only getting 2 hours of sleep, that's why people, because they don't want their phone number. So out there, you know, for authorities. So, but it's a small price to pay to help somebody out. And, we, you know, whenever we see something going down where we can help in a situation, we do.
And that's come from your mom and family and
indeed.
Work. And it's really beautiful to see.
I mean, many times in my youth, my mother would, you know, pull over the car if she saw somebody in distress. And it put us in situations where it could have gone wrong. It could have gone bad. But, you know, the strength of our convictions in helping somebody really did make things all right. And so that's something that we've tried to instill in our son, who's 17 now, is to help when you can, what you can, because you never know how that will affect somebody. It might change somebody's life, save somebody's life.
And even the Cage Ventures are virtual musical offerings. It's a way for connection. In the same way that the Story Slam is a way for connection, like that, I think that's what people right now really are yearning for. I mean, it's a luxury right now that we're in this space together. You know, so we have people coming back each week. We've seen isolation is devastating a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And the Story Slam and our music stuff are ways for people to connect. And it's really beautiful to be able to be a part of it.
We have people tuning in from all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. And Karen, give us the nuts and bolts of that, because like you said, it's virtual. So people will be tuning in by Zoom.
Yes. So you go to all of the websites and things will drive you to Eventbrite. Whether you want to participate, if you want to tell a story, you will go and register through Eventbrite, but it is through Zoom that you'll tell your story. So whether it's on your phone or your computer, that's completely fine. You know, people are invited to tell whatever your best story is about, you know, romance, objects of affection, passion projects, or anything else that's got you going. But that's kind of the whole thing behind the Story Slam. LB the Poet is the mod, if you will, and I don't know if you know him. He's really incredible at what he does.
It seems he's in high demand right now because I think he's doing something with my yoga class coming up. Yeah,
that's
he's like everywhere.
He is,
which
yes.
is a cool thing.
Which is, I mean, as you pointed out earlier, we're artists and we've gotten into this space with this pandemic that we've got to hustle. You know, it's a good thing.
So let's talk about the work that you all do. Excuse me, with the Willingham Theater and Muse. This is your first collaboration together, or is this something that you all do on a regular basis?
This will be our first of this kind. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we've been doing a weekly sing-song story that we've been doing on Facebook Live. And that's been very helpful. We've been able to work on our banter,
right.
our give and take, and that's something that people really like, and our musicality, absolutely. So this will be a first thing to literally just sit down, tell a story, maybe sing a little bit, because music is such a big part of our story, but also to really get into the meat of how our love continues to grow.
Mm-hmm. Jason and Karen McKinney on Afternoon Jazz with us this afternoon. It's 3:49. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem, Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. I'm Jim Steele. Had a nice hot cup of coffee. That's why I'm sounding the way I'm sounding. Went down to the trailer and got that. And back here in the studio with this event, this marvelous event that's coming up between the McKinneys, the Willingham Theater, and also Muse Winston-Salem, and you, anybody who wants to sign up, because it's a free event, to talk about something nice for a change. We're going to talk about love. And you can be as eccentric as you want, like Jason and Karen talking about rescuing a strange woman off the street. and I guess that shows their love for humanity. Or it can be about you and your loved one. And Jason and Karen, you're very modest because you didn't talk about passion. That apparently won't be part of your conversation, or am I putting you on the spot again?
We are still honing what we're going to talk about, to be honest.
Kieran asked me just a few minutes ago, what song brings you solace? What song do you love to sing that really brings you peace? And I really had to think about that for a while because my, you know, musical emotions are kind of all over the place as a performer, mm-hmm. as someone who makes their living as a singer. And, you know, not only with this, you know, song stuff that we do on Wednesday nights, but every Friday I'm singing with Temple Emmanuel. I'm their cantorial soloist. Every Sunday I am a section leader at Centenary United Methodist Church in their choir. So, you know, there's some songs that I sort of just put in that part of my brain that, okay, that's work. You know, that is not necessarily part of my passion. Because, yes, it is my work. It is my passion. It's what I love to do. But it's also work. So sometimes I just want to put that down and not think about that for a while. Kieran loves music in all forms. Mm-hmm. It has been, I don't mean to speak for you, but it has been something that has really been present for it. As long as you've been...
The pandemic hit, and so Kieran Click on the Hot Licks is my band. And actually today we recorded with the Ramcat. The Ramcat has been doing incredible work trying to support the local music scene. We recorded with them in September, and our first video dropped today. So you can see Kieran Click on the Hot Licks doing an old Andrew Sisters tune, some Vymir Bisduchene stuff. But I really do... love music, and the pandemic has given me an opportunity to kind of sit with music in all of the different facets that and reconnect in some ways to. I mean, I'm originally from Kentucky and have Appalachian roots, which is and reconnecting with those in a musical way is interesting as well. And singing with Jason, it's what we do.
It's what we do. For me, I get the most joy and reward from performing for people and seeing their reaction when they absolutely. Feel that it is beneficial for them to hear it. Mm-hmm. That's when I get the endorphins running through my body. It's when somebody else can enjoy it. I rarely sing for myself, but that's mm-hmm. okay. I don't mind it. I mean, I digest music in all sorts of different ways, and I really get so much joy from being able to create music, not only with my voice, but, you know, with my brain, with my hands, you know, with my mouth playing the clarinet or whatever. But it's not just about, you know, being able to sing something that brings me joy. It's really, you know, being able to provide for people.
And what a dry spell you've had with COVID. And that brings me back to this conversation. We've been talking about the fact that people have not been able to gather. Mm-hmm. And we know that performers get so much joy from performing by having a live audience. So what does this do?
Like, even just the act of singing harmonies. Like the Hot Licks, we're a three-piece. We have three voices, and it's just a luxury right now to hear harmonies. So when Jason and I get to sing together and do harmonies, it feeds my soul in a lot of ways. But yeah, that connection is it's what we perform for. It's what we do.
It's why we got into the business, really.
Holding space for people.
Well, the event is coming up for everyone on February the 11th. The details are on our website, on our Facebook page, rather. And if you'd like to take part, all you have to do is sign up. It's a free event. Tell your love story. Listen to the love story of the McKinneys. And we're delighted to have you both here together in one room, and Karen and Jason McKinney. And we have to go ahead and give you props as parents, mom and dad, because your son has a scholarship. He is well done. I'll say that to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem, Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University.